Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Monday, Martin Luther King Day. So today we honor the great Martin Luther King. And so it's very appropriate to today's topic title is Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. And also, Christians believe that those who you give to the least of them, you give to our Lord Jesus' premises. It has been on the news how, unfortunately, our president, Donald Trump, first of all, I condemn those words that he said, because as a Christian, and he states that he is a Christian, that you love your neighbor. And also, probably more important, those who are the least disadvantaged. And you could say, I would say, Haiti has got to be one of the countries up there with the socially and medically and advantaged countries of the world. And they've had many, many, you know, earthquakes and things like that. They've been celebrating, I believe, just the 8th anniversary of the last major earthquake. People are still trying to get out from there. So, as a Christian, and I think, first I have to say I had supported Donald Trump as president, but he needs to know if he states he is a Christian. Now, he could say, I'm not a Christian no more. But if he's really a Christian, then Jesus Christ himself, who is the Son of God Almighty, if he believes he's a Christian, he believes that from him. So what did Jesus Christ say about that? For those you do the least of, you're doing for him himself, Jesus Christ. So when he talks about love, love thy neighbor, and love the poorest of the poor. And there's no giving back on that. I personally do not feel that Donald Trump is a bigot. He does have, I call it, rich man syndrome. They can't comprehend the poor because they are so wealthy. And Jesus also stated, he said, it's harder for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven than finding a needle in the haystack. I may be paraphrasing that a little bit, but you got the point. Rich people, it's going to be a challenge to get to heaven. Because rich people, on a whole, I don't want to say all rich people. I think there's some exceptions. I was talking to my son, and I said, well, he was saying, well, there's really no exception. Everyone is rich. Basically, can't make it to heaven. But I said, well, of course, we don't know what's in people's hearts, so we can't really judge. But this on the premise of their actions, what I would say Bill Gates, one of the richest men, of the world, he definitely gives a lot to charity. And he lives a humble life. So, and again, I cannot judge any individual, but I would say by their actions, Bill Gates, it helps those least of them. And, of course, there's other rich people who also help the poor and the needy. And so, only God knows their heart and why they do it. So today, as I said, it is Martin Luther King Day. And of course, Dr. King gave his greatest speech was, I Have a Dream. And the paraphrase is basically, his dream is that all men will be created equal. You say, we're all created equal, but they will be equal in the eyes of men than everyone, because they are already equal in the eyes of God. Now, today, before, we're going to be doing a special rosary, and yes, we're going to be praying for those leaving from Haiti and those African countries and all the countries of the world that are poor and needy. But we're praying for also President Trump. And we hope that he gets the guidance. Because again, I don't think he's a bigot. One of the charities I'm involved in and I work for, we were doing a golf tournament in Doral, where he had just purchased at the time. And he gave a nice check. And most of those people and most of the charities go and indeed, and minorities, the blacks, Hispanics. So I don't really think he is president. So those who just want to proclaim that for political reasons, shame on you. Now, does he need to be talking to? Yeah. He needs a spiritual advisor. I don't know if it's Vice President Pence could talk to him or if he could have a religious leader and tell him why you shouldn't say those words. Because if you calling them in those countries those bad words, you're calling Jesus Christ. And then you really can't call yourself a Christian anymore. So keep that in mind, Mr. President. At first, I think you should be talking to someone, a spiritual advisor, either it's the vice president or maybe a religious leader that you respect. And this is not unheard of. I mean, many presidents had Billy Graham as an advisor, the father. He's a little bit too old now, maybe you could have the son. But I'm sure the son, Billy Graham Jr., I believe that's his name. I'm not sure. I apologize if it's not. Maybe you should talk to him. You need to be talking to someone, an advisor. We all need advice. None of us are perfect. So, Mr. President, I'm not coming to say I'm better than you. I am a sinner, just like all of us are. But in this case, it probably be more helpful if you have an advisor, because you have a lot of advisors, of course, but you need a spiritual advisor. Because if you want to call yourself a Christian, you can't call any countries that are disadvantaged socially, economically, and you know what, which I won't even mention. If they need our love, you talked about love. Well, love is for everyone. God has equal love for all mankind. All mankind, let's emphasize that. He died on the cross, not for a select few. He died on the cross for all of us. So, on that note, before we start our prayers, we're going to do a special rosary today for the disadvantaged, praying for Haiti and those other countries in Africa. And the little book, not that little, this book I've been reading from Father Michael Gately, and he's the one who originally wrote 33 Days of Morning Glory. But this other book I picked up from him. It's called One Thing in Three. And originally, I couldn't get into it when I first got the book. But then if anyone listens to my previous podcast, it says, well, pray. I said, I'm not a theologian, so pray to help me to understand what a theologian would understand. And so this book, on the most part, is pretty easy that I could understand. But there's still some stuff. But it's exciting news, what he said. And maybe everyone out there already knows this. So if you do, I wasn't part of the club. I guess I didn't feel like I was told. But they stayed here. I mean, I knew that God and even the Son, that time has no essence. It's just, the beginning, the end, the middle. They knew it all. But when he was in his passion, Jesus Christ, he was thinking about saving, not just those he knew around him. Not just those who lived in those days, but of all men and women for eternity, before, during, and after. And he knew who who was these people he was thinking of? And, you know, with God, time has no essence. So he could think of suffering as mankind. To him, it could have been, who knows, how long. But he was thinking of us as individuals. That blows your mind. Jesus Christ was thinking of us, you and me, as individuals. He knows your name. So that's why when they say that in the Bible, God knows every hair on your head, the number. Basically what that is trying to say, that's how well he knows you. He knows everything about you, your whole life. What are you going to do? What's going to happen? Free will, but he pretty much knows what happens. Because he knows the present, the future, and the past. So he knows each one of us and the challenges we have to face in life. That's why we have to take up his cross with him. Now, is our cross going to be bearing as much as he had to bear? No, he had to sacrifice many, many, many times more. The horrible choices. And one thing that Father Gately shows, he talks about the movie The Passion of Christ, and that how in that movie it shows pain that Jesus had to do in his passion on the cross. And he died and he resurrected himself. Oh, God resurrected him, and he was God. And through the Father and the Holy Spirit. So that's why it's important, you know, at that time. It's a little prayer, a dedicated prayer. And this is a prayer. If someone else wrote it before, let me know and I'll give them credit. Because I couldn't find any prayer that was dedicated to the Holy Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let's pray this prayer. And please, Google it. Search it out. If there's, let me know. Give me credit because I couldn't find it. So if someone else had already wrote this prayer, I'll give them credit. Let me know. I just felt a prayer for the Holy Trinity to dedicate ourselves was important to do. I believe, I don't know, the latest, I may have told in the recent episode about the triangle. And I call it the Trinity Shield. And I was, I guess I was just, you know, on the outside of my house, there's these flower bushes. And I noticed that, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, petals on the ground next to it. This is a little higher up. And then didn't think anything of it because it was just a bunch, you know, of petals on the ground, on the grass. And so I noticed that the recycling bin was pushed out. I didn't put it back on my way. So I pushed it back in, so it would be back in closer to the house. And then right to the left of that, there was three little flower petals with no other petals around it at all. So God was trying to get my attention for sure. And what can you do when you see something like that? Well, he dedicated himself to who was doing it. And it was the Holy Trinity, because that is when the symbol of the Holy Trinity is the triangle, the three points, as you call it, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we'll pray for us. Pray for those who are in disadvantaged socially countries like Haiti or Dominican Republic or all the islands. There's a lot. Some are better and some are worse. And we'll pray for the least in them, even those in our country. For it should be no one to go hungry in our wealthy country. There should be no homeless in our wealthy country. We need to stop it. But as individuals, what do? Do we just drive by when we see a homeless? When we see the woman with the child outside our church begging for money? Now, some people may say they don't really deserve it. God doesn't see that. We're not here to judge other people. If she's deserving or she's not deserving, that's not our decision. Our decision, did we help the least of them? At one point, can you give them food? I think I told you a story. This one woman was helping and begging right there, and they were doing a bake sale. She was just standing there with her sign, "I'm hungry." So like I only had a few dollars left. So it was like three cookies for a dollar or something. I don't remember, a couple of dollars. I'm not quite sure I remember. So I got three kinds of cookies. And I think I mentioned this before. I went up there. I said, because her sign says she's hungry. Would you like a cookie? She said, yes. I said, which cookie would you like? Basically, she said, what if I was wanting to give her? She was humble. She was humble. So I tried to think of somebody. We had a chocolate chip cookie. We had an oatmeal cookie. And we had, I think, a sugar cookie. So I'm thinking to myself, the most healthiest cookie, if you're going to have a cookie out of those three, would be the oatmeal cookie. So I gave her the oatmeal cookie. And she ate it right then and there. But unfortunately, and again, I don't want to judge my fellow Christians, I didn't see anyone, at least at that moment, give her anything. I hope maybe when they were breaking stuff down, because I gave her a cookie and I left. I didn't stay. I gave her some cookies or food or whatever she needed. I know they had the pantry. Yeah, you heard before that Vincent DePaul sold food. And I don't know what the procedure on how people are being helped and not helped. I can't tell you how I've given. I haven't given on the pantry before. But, you know, all I do know that some people, this is what they do. Usually it's a mother with a child. The one at my church, it was just this woman. And that we should help in some way. I think I mentioned, too, sometimes driving to work, I don't keep cash on me most of the time. So it's a rarity, so I can't give them cash. I mean, today's Friday, I have a debit credit card. That's how we pay for everything. So, again, he said he's hungry. So I said, I was taking going to work. All I had was a banana to give him. He took it and ate it right away. And one thing that I've noticed, if, you know, people say, well, they just want it for whatever reason, for drugs, alcohol, whatever, money. They don't really need this money. But these people who are saying they're hungry, if I just wasn't going to do it for money and I'm not really hungry, I may put the banana in my pocket and still keep trying to get more money. But no, if they're turning around and eating it right then and there, that second, guess what? They're really hungry. They're really hungry, and we're not really feeding them, then shame on us. Shame on us. Because remember, they're our neighbors. And remember, those are the least of them. They're homeless. That's pretty much the least. You can't get any bottom than that. And the homeless, they can't even have shelter. So I believe that we as individuals could do more. All of us. The Holy Trinity, through the Holy Spirit, to guide me, give more, to guide me to dedicate myself totally to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be doing a rosary now. And today, I believe I looked it up, and I believe it was Monday, of course, I believe it was a joyful mystery. And yes, it. So today is a very good time. It's a joyful mystery, okay? So let's start. God, I'm going to see where we are on the time. So it's clicking around. Maui. Okay. We have about 23 minutes. I guess I've been talking a lot, so we'll try to hurry it along. So we're going to be doing the opening prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're doing the joyful mysteries today. So come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle them in the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. God, our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. And you sent the Spirit on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord, amen. You, our Lord, will open my lips, and my tongue shall announce your praise. Incline unto me my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. The first three Hail Marys. The first Hail Mary is for love. Love thy neighbor as ourselves. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second Hail Mary. All those who are hungry will be fed. All those who are homeless will have a place to stay. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The third Hail Mary is for world peace. Remember, love thy neighbor. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Almighty Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who most need of your mercy. The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. And when the angel to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The fruit of the mystery, humility. Like the woman who gave her last two pennies. And Jesus noted that. Or the woman who was standing outside the church. She let me pick the cookie. She could have said, hey, I want this one or that one. I would have gave it to her. But she had humility. And she let me decide what cookie to give her. We'll pray specifically for that woman. I don't know her name. But for the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, may her bad times turn into good times. And may she come back to our Lord Jesus Christ and proclaim the good news of the gospel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Almighty Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The second joyful mystery, the visitation. Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out in a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The fruit of the mystery, love of your neighbor. So that even in the lowest societies of countries like Haiti and Africa and all the countries of the world that are disadvantaged, socially disadvantaged, food, shelter. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Almighty Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who most need of your mercy. The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Fruit of the mystery, poverty in spirit. And pray for poverty in spirit, those who are close to me, that my marriage is going through a rough time right now, that my wife will believe, maybe not in me, but believe in our Lord, and things will work out. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as is written in the law of the Lord. Every male opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. Through the mystery, obedience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The fifth joyful mystery, finding the child Jesus in the temple. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting at the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Fruit of the joy of the mystery, the joy in finding Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Almighty Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn this most gracious advocate of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus, O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. But do the cantina, allegiance, who is she that comes forth in the morning rising fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as the army set in the battle of array? My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He looks on us, his servant, in her loneliness. Henceforth, all ages will be called me blessed. The Almighty works marvels in me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age for those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scattered the poor hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. Starving with good things, send the rich away empty. He protects Israel. His servant remembers his mercy, the mercy promised to our father, to Abraham, his son, forever. The glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning and now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who she comes forth the morning and rising as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible army set in the battle array. O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have resources to you. Let us pray, O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin Mary, your mother, to be the mother also, and our matrix with you. Merciful and grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice and receive all of them through her. Amen. Well, God bless you all. And have a great day and a good Martin Luther King Day. And we pray and thank Martin Luther King for having his dream. And we honor him today. Also, the sad news, my Aunt Suzanne Millar in Toronto passed away a few days ago. And we'll do some special prayers for her. Amen. And God rest her soul.